B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Amud. Ma'isa shebo'u bonov v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis that there was a story that the children of Rabban Gamliel came home from a chasna, and they asked him, what should we do? We've missed Chatzos, can we still say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? And he said, you can. And he said to them that the Chachamim also agree with me that the mitzvah of Laila is the whole night, it's just that they made a gzeira, and since it's a Shas HaTchak, and you can say Kriyas Shema, says the Gemara. V'ad hashta lo'i shemir lo'hu hod Rabban Gamliel. The children of Rabban Gamliel, they didn't know that Rabban Gamliel holds that you can say Kriyas Shema till the morning. What were they asking Rabban Gamliel? They knew exactly what his opinion was. Says the Gemara, hachik omrele. This is what the children of Rabban Gamliel meant when they asked him. Rabbonon pliki lavach. We know that the Chachomim argue with you and say till chatzos. V'yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Even though you, our father Rabban Gamliel, holds that you can say Kriyas Shema till alois, till end of the night, but the Chachomim are roiv, and halacha is like the Chachomim. We have to listen to the Chachomim. The question was, do you and the Chachomim actually have an intrinsic argument, and according to the Chachomim, you cannot say Kriyas Shema after Chatzos, it's past the Zman of Kriyas Shema? And then, if that was the case, it would mean that the Chachomim hold that Ubashach Bechor means the time that people go to sleep, and that means only till Chatzos and not beyond. Or it could be the Chachomim agree with you, Rabban Gamliel, that Meikar Adin, you can say Kriyas Shema the whole night. They only said that Chatzos is an added gzeira, and in the case of Oynos, it might be okay that we can still say Shema, we haven't missed it. Rabban Gamliel answered them, Rabbonon kavasis svirlu. It's true that the Chachomim agreed to Miriam Gamliel that Ubashach Bechom means the whole night. V'chayovim atem, and therefore you mechuyiv to read, to say the Shema. The only reason the Chachomim said one should say Kriyas Shema before Chatzos is to keep them away, to keep people away from an Aveira, from falling asleep, or from just delaying it and missing Kriyas Shema altogether, Chas v'Shalom. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph that the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel told his children that Chayovim matem likrois, you have to read the Kriyas Shema. V'loi zu b'levad omru, not only here with Kriyas Shema, elo kol ma she'omru chachomim ad chatzos mitzvos anat she'al amud ha'shachar. Ask the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel mika omar ad chatzos, diktoni v'loi zu b'levad. Rabban Gamliel doesn't hold ever of this gezeira of having to do mitzvos halaylo till chatzos. So why is Rabban Gamliel saying, I'm telling you that the mitzvah is the whole night, and not only here, but every time that the Chachomim say at Chatzos, etc. This is not the opinion of Rabban Gamliel at all. Answers the Gemara, Hochi ka'amalu Rabban Gamliel leboni. This is what Rabban Gamliel was trying to impress on his children. Afilu l'rabbonon de ka'omri at Chatzos, even the Chachomim, who do say that the mitzvahs halayla should be done, or many of them should be done before Chatzos, mitzvosa atshiyala muda shachar, me'ikr adin, it's a mitzvah on the whole night, and the only reason they said you should do it before Chatzos is to stop a person from doing an Avera by passing the time. Continues the Gemara. Hector Chalovim v'chule. We saw in the Mishnah a number of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs halaylo, that the mitzvah me'ikar adin is the whole night. What were they? Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, Hector Chalovim v'ivorim, and Kol HaNe'echolim l'yoyim echod. Those korbonos that can only be eaten for the day it was shechted, and the next night, it's till the end of the night. It says the Gemara, V'ilu achilas psochim loiktoni. The Mishnah doesn't say that achilas psochim is a mitzvah which is in the night, and you can do it the whole night. Uruminu. This seems to contradict the Braisa. The Braisa says, Kriyas Shema Arvis, the Kriyas Shema Shel Laila, V'halil b'leili psochim, v'achilas pesach, mitzvos anat she'al l'amud ha'shachar. These are all mitzvos that are till the amud ha'shachar. So why did our Mishnah here, Brachos Daf Beis, not mention achilas psochim? Omer Rav Yosef loy kasha. Ha Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Ha Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlekes tanoim whether korban Pesach can be eaten until Alois HaShachar. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, the pasuk says, "V'ochlu es habosor b'laylo azeh." You can eat the meat, the korban Pesach, b'laylo azeh, this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, ne'mar kan b'laylo hazeh. V'ne'mar l'alon, it says later on by Makas Bechiris, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'laylo hazeh. Mala alon, in the same way as we find by Makas Bechiris Chatzois, that Chatzois was a mark, was when it happened. Afkan, so too, regarding Achilas Pesach, at Chatzois, you can only eat it from the beginning of the night until Chatzois. And not till the morning. Omer Rabbi Akiva argued, and he says, V'aloi kvar nemar b'chipozin. The pasuk says, you eat the Korban Pesach b'chipozin in a rush. There was somebody rushing around. Ad shas chipozin. Until people were in a rush, you can eat the Korban Pesach. And when were Klal Yisrael in a rush to get out of Mitzrayim? In the morning. So you can eat the Korban Pesach until Aleis HaShachar. The whole night, Klal Yisrael were not in a rush. They were told, you cannot leave your homes all night. Im kein ma Talmud loima balaylo. Why does the pasuk say you can eat the Korban Pesach at night? Just say you can eat it until the chipozin. B'chipozin. Says the Gemara, no. Yochel yeinechal kekochim b'yoim. If it wouldn't say that you can only eat Korban Pesach at night, I might have thought, like every other Korban, that as soon as it's been shechted and avodas have been done, you can eat the Korban. So if I'm shechting the Korban Pesach at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon I can eat it. No. Balaylo, you can only eat the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. Talmud loima, balaylo. Balaylo hu nechal, v'loi b'yoim. You cannot eat, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Tzitzak Yechovim on Leil Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Bishleim lo b'lozo ben Azaria, de'is le'gzeiru shova, itzuch le'michtav hazeh. It says balaylo hazeh, this night. According to b'lozo ben Azaria, I know why it says hazeh. Because we need the Hazeh to tell us that it's similar to the Hazeh of Makas Bechiras, that you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. Elo Rabbi Akiva, he has to say Balaylo to make sure that you don't eat it before the night of Pesach. But why do you need the word Hazeh? Hai Hazeh, my Ovidle. What's it going to teach us? Says the Gemara, Limute Lailo Achir, hu da'osoi. To tell us that you can only eat it on this night. You cannot eat it the next night. Salkadai Tachamina might have thought Hoyalu Pesach v'kochim kalim. We know that Pesach is in the brackets of kochim kalim. Ushlomim kochim kalim, and every korban shlomim is a kochim kalim. So I might have thought that ma shlomim, a regular korban shlomim, necholim lishnei yomim v'laylo echot, can be eaten the day it was shechted, the night after, and the whole following day, and therefore I would have thought af Pesach so to korban Pesach nechal shtei leilois b'mokim shtei yomim, you can eat it the night of Pesach and again the following night, like every shlomim can be eaten 2 days, v'yehei nechal lebeis leilois v'yom echod, and then you can eat it for 1 day, the first day of Pesach, it would be between the 2 nights. Komash melon, that's why the pasuk has to say balaylo hazeh, you can only eat it this night. B'laylo azeh unechal ve'enu nechal b'laylo acher, you cannot eat it a second night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the halacha that you cannot eat it a second night, miloise sirat b'iker nafka. It says in the pasuk, make sure not to leave anything over to become noisar, which is a psul in the korban, till the morning. So obviously you can't eat it after the morning of Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I need Hazeh to tell me that I can't eat it the following night, because Ime Hosom, if it will just be for the pasuk of Lo Yisasiru Memenu Ad Boike, Hava Amina Mai Boike, I might have thought, you know what Boike means? Boike Sheini. It's the next day, not the day of the first day of Pesach, the 15th of Nisan, it's the morning of the 16th of Nisan. So, from the pasuk of Lo Yisasiru Ad Boike, I would think that you mustn't leave it till the 16th, and without the Balayla Hazeh, I would think that you can eat it on the night of the 16th. And that's why we need Balaylo Hazeh to say just that you can only eat it the night of the 15th, and then Boike will obviously mean the morning of the 15th. Rebbe Elazar Omar Lecha, Kol Boike, Boike Rishenu. Rebbe Elazar would have said, I would never have thought that Boike means that means I'm now shechting the Korban Pesach on the 14th. I would never have thought that Boiker means the morning of the 16th. Boiker always means the next morning, the morning of the 15th. There's no way in the world that we would have thought that you can eat the Korban Pesach after the 15th in the morning. So I don't need Hazer to exclude the following night. Continues the Gemara, V'hani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi, the same way as we just saw Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva as to whether Korban Pesach can be eaten till Chatzos or till the morning, till Alis HaShachar, is also other Tanoim who argue the same Machlekes. The Tanya, this we learned in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Shom Tizbach Es HaPesach Bo Erev Kavoy HaShemesh Moye Tzeizcho Mimitzrayim. I mean, there's something to do with the Korban Pesach that's associated to three times. There's Tizbach Es HaPesach Bo Erev Kavoy HaShemesh Moye Tzeizcho Mimitzrayim. That's three times that are associated to the Korban Pesach. What's going on? So B'liezo Oymer, I'll explain it to you. Bo Erev, in the evening, Bein Arbayim, before Nacht of the 14th, Atozeveach, that's when you shech the Korban Pesach. Ukevoy HaShemesh, from Tzeisak Yichovim of the night of the 15th until Chatzois, Atoy Oichel, you can eat the Korban Pesach. Umoye Tzeischom in Mitzrayim, the time they went out of Mitzrayim, which is the morning of the 15th, Atosayreif, that's when the Korban becomes Noisar. And that's when you have to burn the korban. So it's whatever's left over. So it's true that you can't eat the korban after chatzos, but it doesn't become noisar until the morning. Rabbi Shua explains the pasuk differently. Bo'erev is like the same as Rabbi Eliezer atazeveach. You shech the korban in the evening before the 15th sets on the afternoon of the 14th. Kavoy Hashemesh is talking about from Tzeis HaKoychovim Ato Oichel. V'ad Mosai Ato Oichel, until when can you eat V'hoylech and continue eating? Ad Moye Tzeis Chomim Mitzrayim, until the morning when you left Mitzrayim. Which means you can eat the Korban Pesach the whole night. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in this Braisa are the same Achleikas as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva in the previous Braisa. Omer Rab Abba, Hakil Moidim Kishanigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Loinigalu Elo Ba'erev. Everybody agrees that the redemption set on Be'etzem, or it started in the evening, in the night. Shenemar, as it says explicitly in the Pasuk, Hitziacho Hashem Elikecho Mimitzrayim Laila. Already in the night, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He let us loose from the clasps of the Mitzrayim, and that was at Makas Bechoros Echatzeis HaLaila. Ukashiyotsu, but the leaving Mitzrayim, lo yotsu ele bayoim, they did not leave Mitzrayim until the day, Shenemar, Mimochras HaPesach, yotsu b'nei Yisrael, b'yod Romo, Klal Yisrael will leave, they left Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Alma nechluku, what's the machlekes? Al shas chipozin, because the Pasuk says you eat the Korban Pesach till there was a rush. The whole machlekes is, what was the rush? Who's rushing? Who's in haste? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is going back to the first Braisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can only eat Korban Pesach till Chatzos. What haste happened at Chatzos? Sovar mai chipozin, chipozin de Mitzrayim. Who did the Mitzrayim get hasty when it came to Chatzos? The firstborn started dropping dead wherever they were going. The Mitzrayim got frantic and told the Eden, just get out of here. So they were bechipozin. We couldn't leave yet. Hashem said, you don't leave your homes till the morning. Rabbi Akiva sovar mai chipozin, chipozin de Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva maintained that chipozin means until Klal Yisrael started hasting. When did we get in a rush? In the morning, that's when we made our preparations to leave Mitzrayim. Tanina mihochi, it's mefurush in another braisa that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in two stages. The pasuk says, Hoitziacho Hashem elikecho mimitzrayim lailo. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night. V'chiba lailo yotzu, did they go out at night? V'haloi lo yotzu elu bayoim, they only went out in the day. Shenemar mimochras ha-pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael biyad Roma. Mimochras ha-pesach is the next day. It's not in the night. Elo melamed sheischilo lehem ha-ge'ula mi-ba'erev. The ge'ula started in the evening and came to its completion in the day. We saw more on this on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Continues the Gemara. We're continuing with some of what's going on at Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Dabir no ba'ozne ha'om v'goymer." Hashem told Moshe, "Please ask Klal Yisrael to ask the Mitzrayim to lend them, to give them their gold, their silver, and what they had." Omri dabir of Yanaim. Ein no eloloshen bakosha. No means please, means pleading. Omar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, "Bevakosha mimcha, I'm asking you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Leich ve'emoyer lehem li'Yisrael, tell Klal Yisrael as follows. Bevakosha mimchem, we're pleading from you, Klal Yisrael, sho'alu mimitzrayim klei chesev uklei zov, ask of the Mitzrim, silver utensils, gold utensils, shelo yemar oisei tzadik, in order that Avraham Avinu, that big tzadik, shouldn't claim ve'avodum ve'inu oisom, the enslavery and the affliction that I told Avraham his children would undergo, oisom kiyim behem, ve'inu oisom kiyim behem, that I kept with them. They were in the tribe, they worked hard. But the part that I told Avraham Avinu, ve'achrin chen yetu b'ruchush godol, they would leave Mitzrayim with many possessions, lo kiyim behem, he's going to think that I didn't keep my word. Now, of course, Hashem keeps his word, and they would have got all the possessions at the Yam Suf anyway. But Hashem said, "Yetzu b'ruchosh gadol, you're going to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of possessions." They're not leaving with any possessions. So Hashem said, "Please tell Klal Yisrael to ask the Mitzrayim to give them their utensils." Omru lei, Klal Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ulevai sheneitzu neitzei be'atzmeinu." Instead of getting held up with trying to ask the Mitzrayim for gold and silver, we just want to get out of here. I'll give you a marshal. Marshal Adam Shaya Chavosh Rabbeis Asurim, somebody that was enslaved in a prison. Vayu Aimrim Lai Bnei Adam, people told him, Mitzian Oizchol Amochar Mibbeis Asurim, for the time being stay in jail. Tomorrow you're going to get let out of jail. Venoisnim Lucha Mamin Harben, you'll get lots of money then. Vayu Aimrim Lai Bnei says to them, Bavakosha Mimchem, please. Vayitziuni Ayoim, take me out right now. I don't need any money. So too, Klal Yisrael said, "What, we're going to stay behind just in order to ask them for the money? We want to leave at the first opportunity." Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayash ilum vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim." The word "vayash ilum," they lent. It doesn't say "vayish alu." They just borrowed from the Mitzrayim. "Vayash ilum" seems to be that they caused the Mitzrayim to lend them. They almost forced them to lend them. Omer Abami, Melamed Shesh Ilum Bar Korchom. The Mitzrayim didn't have much choice. They couldn't get out of it. The Mitzrayim would say, "Yeah, we don't have." And Klal Yisrael, this is in other places in Shas, in the Gemara, where it's Klal Yisrael knew exactly in which drawer which utensils were. And Klal Yisrael says, "We know that you've got in such and such a cupboard, in such and such a place, such and such utensils. That's what we want." And the Mitzrayim were under such pressure because of Makas Bechairus, and they didn't know what was going to be next. They just gave Klal Yisrael everything and let them go. Ikad Omra Balkorchom de Mitzrayim, as we explained, that it was Klal Yisrael that were forced. They had to be forced and pushed to borrow from the Mitzrim. Mandoma Balkorchom de Mitzrayim, the opinion that says that Vayash Ilum means that the Mitzrim were forced to lend Klal Yisrael the utensils. Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Venovas Bais Techolik Sholol, that the Bizas Mitzrayim, the everything they took out of Mitzrayim was called a sholol, was called a booty. Taking a sholol is not something that you do out of choice. The people who are giving up their booty, it's because it's been taken away from them. So too, we took the booty, the sholol, from Mitzrayim, Balkorchom of the Mitzrim. Man de Omer Balkorchom de Yisrael. The opinion that says that Vayash Ilum means that Klal Yisrael had to be forced to borrow the Kalim. Mishum Masui, why didn't Klal Yisrael want to take the Kalim? If you're being told to take the Kalim, take them with a good heart. Why do we have to force you? Mishum Masui, because of the burden of carrying all the Kalim, and they knew there was a chance that the Mitzrim would run after them, they would have to run away from the Mitzrim, and running away with tons and tons and tons of gold and silver is much more of a complicated feat than just running away as you are. Continues the Gemara. Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael emptied out Mitzrayim. Omer Reb Ami melamed she'asuo k'metzudo she'ein bo yidagon. Mitzrayim became like a trap without any grain in it. When you're trying to catch birds, you put down a trap and you put grain in. The birds come and take the grain and the trap closes on them. When you've got a trap without any grain, it's just empty. And Mitzrayim, after Klal Yisrael were left, was like a trap without any grain in. Rosh Lakish Omar, Asuo k'metzulo she'ein bo yidagon. It was compared to the depths of the sea that there was nothing there for the fish to eat, and therefore there's no fish that live there. They live where there's food, closer to the surface, closer to the seashore. And Mitzrayim had nothing left in it. Continues the Gemara. Ekeh asher ekeh. When Moshe asked Hashem, "What's your name?" Klal Yisrael will ask me, "Who are you? How do I refer to you?" So Hashem said, "Ekeh asher ekeh." Omer leKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Leicha Merulam leYisrael. Go and tell Klal Yisrael, Ekeh asher ekeh. I will be like I was. Ani hayisi imochem b'shibud ze. I was with you while you were in the shibud of Mitzrayim, in exile, and in the hard work in Mitzrayim. Vani eye imochem b'shibud malchies asher lefonov b'shibud malchies." Omar Lefonov, Moshe said to Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, dai letzora b'shaita. We'll worry about the tzoros of the next shibud when we get there. I have to tell Klal Yisrael now that even after they get redeemed from Mitzrayim, there's going to be another galus." Omar LeHakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Okay, no. Leich emor lehem eye shelochani aleichem. Just tell them that I'm with you, and I Hashem that was with you have sent you Moshe Rabbeinu to Mitzrayim to take out Klal Yisrael." Continues the Gemara. After the Gemara just discussed the double term Ekeh Asher Ekeh, we're discussing another double term, and this is something the Gemara and Davar and Beis has already discussed. Eliyahu Novi said, he said it Minchatayim, as we saw, "Aneini Hashem Aneini, answer me Hashem, answer me." Omer Bavo, Lomo Omer Eliyahu Aneini Beis Pa'omim. Why does Eliyahu Novi daven to Hashem twice, "Aneini, answer me"? Melamed she'omer Eliyahu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliyahu said to Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, I need two tefillos, two requests. Number one, aneini she'tered eish min hashamayim, answer my tefillos, a fire should come down from heaven, v'teichal kol hashal hamizbeach, to eat and to devour and burn everything on the mizbeach." And something else, "Aneini, and also answer me, she'tasiach daitom, distract all the goyim who are watching, kedei shelo yomru, they shouldn't say, ma'asek shofim heim, this is just witchcraft, that the fire is coming down from heaven and eating everything that was on the mizbeach. She'nemar v'ata asiboisa es libo mecheranis, that you Hashem, you distracted their attention and diverted their attention elsewhere, and they did not make this claim. Me'imosai koirin es shema b'shachris. In the first and previous Mishnah, we learned what time you can say Kriyas Shema shel Laila, shel Arvis, u'b'shachbacha, and now we're going to discuss u'b'kumecha, what's called day, when people get up, that you can say the Kriyas Shema shel Shachris. Says the Gemara, Mishayakir ben Tcheles l'lovon, when it's bright enough, there's enough light that you can differentiate and determine the difference between blue and white. Where you can tell the difference between blue and something much closer to blue than white, which is the same color as leek. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that the latest time for saying Kriyas Shema is Netz. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ad Sholei Shois." You can say Kriyas Shema until the end of the third hour of the day, which is a quarter of the daytime hours. Shekein derech melochim lamid b'sholei shois. The pasuk says uvkumecha. The latest people that wake up are the kings. They wake up sometime in the third hour of the day, and therefore that's the last time of uvkumecha till the end of the third hour. Hakoyer mikan ve'elich. If you read after that, loy hifsid. You didn't lose altogether. Ka'odem hakoyer b'tayra, because Shema is a parasha in the Torah, and you get the schar of reading the parasha of the Torah. Ma bein tcheles lelovon. When the Mishnah says you can say Kriyas Shema until there's enough light that you can tell the difference between blue and white, what does that mean? Ilema bein gvava de amra chivra. Le gvava de amra de tchilta, that you can tell the difference between a bundle of blue wool and a bundle of white wool. Hobalelia nama mediadia. Even in the middle of the night, you can tell the difference between such distinctly different colors. Elomai, what does it mean? Bein tchilas shebo le lovon shebo. We're talking about a bundle which is completely blue. But even in a blue bundle, there are some strays, the parts of it that didn't get completely painted yet. And those bits of white within the blue bundle, when you can tell the difference between them and the rest of the bundle, that's when it's light enough to say Kriya Shma Shel Shachris. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Meir, Omer. We're now going to learn a few other times from which one can say Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris. Rav Meir said, Mishayakir ben Ze'ev lekelev, when you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. Rav Akiva, Omer, ben Chamir le'aroid, when you can tell the difference between a donkey and another type of donkey, a more wild donkey called an aroid. Achirim, Omerim, Mishayire es chaveiroi rochik dalet amas v'yakirenu. If you have a friend and he's 4 amas away from you, and you can still recognize him. Omer funa alocha kachirim. The alocha is like achirim, that what's called day, when is it light enough? When you can tell, when you can recognize your friend from a distance of 4 amas. Omer abaya, litfilin kachirim. The earliest time for putting on tefillin is taka like achirim says, when you can recognize your friend from 4 amas. Likriyas shema, when is the earliest time to say kriyas shema? Kavosikin. And Vasikin are humble people who esteem mitzvahs and try and do it in the most preferable way. Domer of Yechanon, Vasikin hoyu goimrin oiso imanetzachamo. The Vasikin, they were careful and they made sure to finish, to say Kriyas Shema just before Netz, finish Kriyas Shema at the dot of Netz, in order to be able to say Shemin Esra immediately after Netz, because you should not say Shemin Esra before Netz. Tani na miyachi, we learned in the Braisa, Vasikin o yugoim rin oiso imanetzachamo, kedei sheyismech ke'ulu letfila. We've already discussed there's a virtue of seymech ke'ulu letfila, of not having any break between Goal Yisrael and Shemin Esra. Goal Yisrael is the brocha that belongs to the Kriyas Shema, and therefore you say Kriyas Shema late enough to finish just in time with Netz, to be able to start Shemin Esra with Netz. V'nimtzom espalil bayom, and because Tfila has to be after Netz. Kriyas Shema has to be whenever it's called of Kumecha, and it should be late enough that it can be just before Shemin Esra. Omer Abzeira Maikra, where do you see this in the Pasuk? So the Pasuk says, Yira'ucha, when should you express your fear of Hashem, your Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim, by saying Shema, Im Shemesh, with the sun rising, which is Netzachamo, just as Netzachamo is when you should be saying, you should be finishing Shema, V'lifnei Yoreach Deirdeirim, and you should also say Shema before the moon, Deirdeirim, and this is for generations. And Rashi says that Tfilas Mincha is also, should also be just before the sun sets. Some like to daven Mincha Gedela, and here Rashi says that from this pasuk there's a virtue of davening Mincha just at the last time. Hey, Debeisi ben Eliyakim, Mishum Kehilo Kadisha Yerushalayim. There was a holy congregation in Yerushalayim, and they testified as follows: Kol Hasemach Geula Letfila, anybody who managed to say Goal Yisrael and immediately start Shemin Esra, Einei Nizek Kol Hayom Kulo, he was not harmed all day. Omer Rav Zeira says, Einei, I think that's not accurate. V'ano Samchi, I said Shemin Esra immediately after Goal Yisrael, V'itzigin, I was harmed. I wasn't harmed physically, I was harmed financially. Omrulei, they asked him, V'mai Itzaksis, how was you Nizek? What happened to you? Somebody hurt you? He says, no, I lost money. Damtayas asale be malka. I was forced to bring hadasim to the king, and that had some considerable financial loss, and that's also considered harm. So they answered him, Hosam nami miboyle cholameiv agra lemerze ape malka. Not only is it not called harm, you should have paid to be able to go and see the king and bring him those hadasim. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, La'olam yishtadil adam lorot likras malchi Yisrael. You should do everything you can, every effort to run and see the face of a Jewish king, Melech Yisrael. V'loy likras malchi Yisrael b'rvat, not only malchi Yisrael, el afilu likras malchi akum. Even kings that are not from Klal Yisrael, you should run to see them. She'im yizke, if you're deserving, yavchin, you'll be able to distinguish between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Akum. When Mashiach comes and the Malchus will come back, you'll be able to determine and see the amazing difference between a Melech Yisrael and other Melachim. So if you were forced to go and see the king, it's not called a Nezek. It's a virtue. It's something you should have paid for. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rabbi Lo leUla, ki Eilis lahosam. When you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Shoyel b'Shloimo der Bruna Achi, ask about the well-being. Inquire about the well-being of my brother Bruno, Rav Bruno, b'Maimed Kol Achaburav, and ask him how he's doing in front of everybody. Give him lots of respect. To Adam Godel, who is a great person, v'Sameach b'Mitzvus, and he rejoices over mitzvus. Zimna Chod, it once happened that Somach Ulul Tfilah, that he said Gal Yisrael, and immediately afterwards he started Shemoneh Esra. V'lei posik chucha mipumei, the smile didn't leave his face kula yoma, the whole day. Continues the Gemara, Heicha motzi somich, how can you be somach Ulul Tfilah? How can you not make a break between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esra? And this is a sugya we saw on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, did Rabbi Yechanan not say b'tchila hu oimer, at the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, a person should say Hashem svasai tiftoch, Hashem open my mouth, ulebasoif hu oimer, at the end of Shemoneh Esra, a person should say yu l'rotzein imrei fi v'goimer, that the words of my mouth should find favor in your eyes, in Hashem's eyes. And if you have to say before Shemoneh Esra Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that's going to break between the Gal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esra. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Tehei B'Tfilah Shel Arvis, Rabbi Yechanan, who said that you should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he only intended you to say it by Ma'ariv. Asks the Gemara, V'Omer Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Eizu B'Nei L'Mabo, Zeh Asaymich K'ulilit Shel Arvis, Letfila Shel Arvis. A Ben Oilim Aboy is somebody who is Soymach Ge'ula Letfila, even at Ma'ariv. So it can't be that Rabbi Yechanan said you should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach with Ma'ariv, because there also he won't be Soymach Ge'ula Letfila. Elom Rabbi Loza, Tehei B'Tfilas Mincha. When did Rabbi Yechanan say you should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach? B'Shemoneh Esra of Mincha. And there's no Gal Yisrael, there's no Soymach Ge'ula Letfila. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi offers a different explanation. Afilu teima kulu. It could be that you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach with all the tefillas. Kiven dekavua rabbonon b'tefillah, since the Chachomim instituted that every Shemoneh Esra starts with Hashem Svasai Tiftach, ki tefillah arich d'damya, it's just considered as an extension of the tefillah and not as a break between Gal Yisrael and the tefillah. Di'iloi teima och, if you don't say this, if you don't understand and accept this concept, Arvis Heicha Motzi Somich, when it comes to Ma'ariv, you say Gal Yisrael, that's Geula, and you Daven Shemoneh Esra, but in between that, you have a whole bracha of Hashkiveinu. Heicha Motzi Somich, V'boi Elameimar Hashkiveinu. You have to say the whole bracha of Hashkiveinu. That's certainly a break between the Gal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esra. Elokiven Detkinu Rabbonon Hashkiveinu. Since the Chachomim instituted that you have to say Hashkiveinu as a continuation of the brachis of Kriyas Shema, k'geul arich d'damyu, it's an extension of the bracha of Gal Yisrael and not a break. Hachanami so too regarding Hashem Svasai Tiftach, kiven dekavua rabbonon b'tfilo k'tfil arich d'damyu. Continues the Gemara, mechte hayu l'rotzin imrei fi mashma lebesayf o mashma meikora. The words yiu l'rotzein imrei fi, the words of my mouth should find favor. That could mean that you say that before you start saying Shemoneh Esra, that the words I'm going to say, the tefillah I'm going to daven, should find favor in your eyes. Or, at the end of Shemoneh Esra, the words that I said, the tefillah that I davened, should find favor in your eyes. Mai tama teknu rabbonu l'achar Yudches Brochis, Leimru Meikora. Why indeed did the Chachomim put the Yul Rotzin at the end and not at the beginning? Omar Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Hoyil v'le Omru David Elo la'achar Yud Gimel Parshiyos. Let's have a look. Where is the pasuk of Yehuda Ratzin? It's after 18 Parshiyos. Lefikach tikinu Rabbono la'achar Yud Ches Brochis, and therefore the Chachamim put it at the end of the 18 Brochis. Asks the Gemara, Hani Yutches, are you telling me that the Yul Ratzin is the end of the 18th Perek? Yutches Havyon, it's in the 19th Perek of Tehillim. Have a look, Tehillim Perek Yutches, Pasuk Tezvov, that's where the Yul Ratzin is. So, and Shmoneh Esrei, why is it the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which is the end of 18 Brachas? Says the Gemara, Ashrei Ho'ish V'lo Marok Shugoyim Chodo Parashahi. The truth is, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Tehillim is one parasha. And therefore, Perek Yutes, where Yul Ratzin is really the end of the 18th Perek, not the 19th Perek, and that's why it belongs at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Domer Rav Yehuda Breider of Shimon, Rav Yehuda Breider of Shimon said, and some take away the words Ben Pazi because it can't be the same Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, Rav Yehuda Breider of Shimon Ben Pazi we just quoted, Kuf Gimel Parashiyos Omar David. David HaMelech said 103 Parashiyos, V'lo Omar Haluluka, before he said the words Haluluka, Acherob Mapoloson Chalashoim, when he saw the downfall of the Rashoim, then he said Haluluka, Shenemar Yitamu Chatoim Min Ha'oretz, Rashoim Oid Einom, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem, Haluluka. So we would expect that this Pasuk is in Perek Kuf Gimel, as it says, Kuf Gimel Parashiyos, Perek 103. Asks the Gemara, Hani Kuf Gimel? Kuf Dalet Havyon. Look in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hei, that's where it says Haluluka. Elosh Ma'amino, it must be Ashrei Ho'ish V'lo Marok Shugoyim Chod Parasha. If Perek Aleph and Perek Beis is one, then the Perek that says Haluluka, the Baruch Hinafshi, is in Perek Kuf Gimel and not in Perek Kuf Dalet. The Omer B'Shmu Banachmeni Omer B'Yechonon, Kol Parasha Shoiso Chaviva Al David, Posach Boba Ashrei, V'Siim Boba Ashrei. The very fact that the parasha starts and finishes in the same way, we find that with other places. Tosfos brings a few examples of prokim that start and finish the same way. It's a special chavivos, a certain love and passion David HaMelech had for those parashios. Where do we find the perek that starts with Ashrei and finishes with Ashrei? Posach ba'Ashrei dechsiv Ashrei ho'ish. V'siim ba'Ashrei dechsiv Ashrei kol chayi siboi. There's one perek, starts with Ashrei O'ish, which is Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph of Tehillim, and finishes with Ashrei, which happens to be Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Beis. How can you call it a start and a finish? It must be that Perek Aleph and Perek Beis are one Perek. And here the Marshal makes an amazing observation. What's going on here? The Tanoim and Amiroim and the whole Sugya here, they couldn't count the Tehillim. What's going on? And take a look at our Tehillim. In our Tehillim, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis is two prokim. Well, is that a mistake? It's clearly not a mistake. And the Gemara says something fascinating. The Marashal says that the Gemara means something amazing. It says, of course, at the beginning it was one perek. And when did they split up Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Tehillim? They split it up when they added the extra bracha into Shemoneh Esrei. And the truth is that today the Shemoneh Esrei has 19 brachas. So the Yul Ratzin belongs in the 19th perek. So the whole discussion was, at what time did they split up Perek Aleph and Beis, and Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, and how that coincided with the extra tefillah that was added on. So of course, Kuf Gimel is right, and Kuf Dalet is right, Yud Ches is right, and Yud Tes is right. It all depends on the historical factor, what time did we have the extra bracha, and at what point did they split Perek Aleph to be Aleph and Beis. Yemir Tzeshem, the next shiur will start on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, four lines from the top.